I don't know if you guys saw this, but Taco Bell is apologizing for its breakfast menu.
Why? What happened?
Well, I think I have seen this, actually.
I haven't eaten at Taco Bell for breakfast in a long
time. I've heard it's really good.
I've never had their breakfast.
I'm being serious. A fast food chain is actually saying, sorry, we messed up.
What did they do?
In recent years, their breakfast selection's been littered with questionable food items like the naked egg taco.
Yeah, where the
shell was made from fried egg.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it's like a white egg with the yellow center as the shell.
Newsflash, it's
that
terrible.
Oh,
it's
it
horrible.
Is? Even I think it sounds kind of delicious.
The crunchy waffle taco.
Yeah.
That's
horrible decision. Wow. They both got discontinued.
You take a...
Is there a waffle in it?
Yeah, it's a waffle taco.
It's a waffle shell?
It's what you think.
Yum.
You're the problem with this country right now.
I may make that at home. That sounds so amazing.
The issue, according to Taco Bell, they, quote, over-innovated breakfast, tried to be too cute with their food mashups and the food names.
So just leave eggs flat? Is that what they're saying?
Too creative.
Turns out people don't want that. They want comfort. They want familiarity. True. They want the basics.
Yes.
And that's why Taco Bell's finally accepting that with a new ad campaign that includes an apology for all of its past behavior. And who'd they hire to give that apology? Former Saturday Night Live cast member Pete Davidson.
Yay!
Man.
I saw one of these commercials over there. It was so funny.
He always looks sad, so this makes sense.
Apparently in the ad, because I haven't seen it, but Pete says, sometimes we go too far. Mm. I know I have. That's why Taco Bell's hired me to make an apology for them.
Mm-hmm.
I think more fast food chains should come out and apologize for their mistakes.
I hope Pete got a Taco Bell tattoo after that.
I'm sure he did.
Oh, definitely.
He already had one.
It fits, doesn't it?
In fact, I'm going to pre-apologize right now for what you're about to hear in the shock caller question of the day. Sorry, everybody. Your ears will never be the same after this, but we're going to send it over to Digital Jake to tell us what we're doing. Jake?
Sometimes in life, it helps to have a little extra luck on your side.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
In Ireland, finding a four-leaf clover is supposed to bring you good fortune.
Yeah.
In England, they carry acorns in their pockets to summon positive energy.
Oh,
those are acorns, huh? Interesting.
Disappointing.
In a musical theater, before going on stage, actors break each other's legs in a bizarre good luck ritual.
Jake, no, that does not happen.
Get the bats out, everybody. Let's have a good show.
Music man just hobbling out.
One of the time-honored traditions that we all use to get karma on our side is throwing on a pair of tattered, never washed lucky underwear. Alexis, I know what you're gonna say. Jake, for what occasions would someone wear their lucky underwear? And can we play a game to figure out the answers?
What?
A tremendous question, Alexis.
Wow.
Very astute.
Uh-huh.
How about we do exactly that with another round of Unglued Family Feud?
All right.
100 people were surveyed and asked, name an occasion for which you might wear your lucky underwear. We'll go around the room, and the last person who fails to give me an answer in the top five will be shocked while singing a song. We'll start with the person who's been undressing us all with her eyes all morning.
Not all.
Alexis.
Oh. More of a Brooke thing.
Thank you.
Alexis, name an occasion which someone might wear their lucky underwear.
Do you have a lucky pair of underwear, Alexis?
No, I have a few of my like cutest pairs, but none are really lucky. They're like, I have like a rotation of them.
Because she keeps leaving them at the guy's house once she's done.
I have a rotation, I get tired of them. But I always bring them when I go on like vacation, like all my cutest pairs, Jake.
Why would you need to be lucky on your vacation?
You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. It just feels good to put on good undies.
Yeah.
Okay.
It makes you feel confident.
For a good vacation.
Vacation is not on my list. I'm sorry. Brooke, the entire board is available for you now.
Okay. Lucky underwear. I mean, well, I don't know. I feel like the last time I wore my lucky underwear was when I wanted to go into labor with one of my kids.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Like, you just get tired. You're ready for the baby to come out. You're wearing your cute ones, hoping that they happen that day because, you know, everyone's going to see them once you go in there.
Wow.
No. Interesting.
Not going to be on the list high for anybody else.
Probably not.
When you're having a baby, Jake.
Birthing briefs are not on my list. I'm sorry.
Oh, weird.
Jose, whole board's available for you, 1 through 5.
I'm going to say follow my logic because sometimes they run out of stuff. before I go grocery shopping.
What?
Like, please have avocados. Don't you run out like last time.
I'm just more concerned that you actually went into a grocery store instead of having just a delivery driver bring it to you.
Yeah, that's when I don't have underwear on, when the delivery driver's coming. But when I'm going to the store, Jake, lucky pair.
Wearing your lucky underwear to the grocery store is not on the list.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm going to buzz you a second time. That answer that was. Jeffrey, whole board's there for you.
It's worse than labor.
I know personally, I wore them all 1 week in high school during finals so that I could pass every single class.
Test.
Ended up getting straight C's, so probably should have studied on top of that. I thought the lucky underwear would just pull me through.
I see. Yeah.
But lucky underwear for finals week in high school.
Yeah.
Wearing your lucky underwear for an exam or a test is on the list, down at number 8.
Oh.
I'm sorry. We're back to Alexis.
Okay.
Okay, I got one this time.
Okay.
What about a big sporting event? I don't know, though, if it's whether you're competing or you're watching, but I'm just going to go on, like, a big...
Did you wear lucky underwear when you competed in track?
No, but a lot of runners had their favorite, like, lucky socks
or,
like, lucky ponytail, like, very
lucky
specific
ponytail.
Things.
Sporting event is good, though, even just to watch.
I'm going to go a big sporting event, Jake?
Sporting event is on the top 5. That's
okay.
Number 4.
That was my first thought.
Alexis, you're safe. 1, 2, 3, and 5 are available for you, Brooke.
Fine, you don't like labor. How about what leads to pregnancy? First dates.
Ooh.
Oh.
You want to wear
cute
underwear, your lucky underwear, the stuff that, you know.
Aren't they usually unwashed, though? Isn't that the point? Like, you never wash your lucky underwear?
I don't think that's a thing.
More guy thing.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Just more guy thing.
That'd make the first date kind of weird.
Yeah. I'm going to go first date.
A first date or a hot date is number 1 on the list.
Really?
Brooke,
okay.
You're safe. Jose, you have 2, 3, and 5 to choose from.
Okay, I'm going to say the sole reason I got this job, the audition, was because I was wearing my lucky underwear to the interview, Jake.
Oh,
to an interview
is
my answer.
Job interview is number 2 on the list.
Let's go.
Usually get jobs in radio when you don't wear an underwear.
The top 5 occasions people wear their lucky underwear, according to the survey. Number 1 was a hot date or a first date. Brooke said that.
Yeah, I did.
Number 2 was job interview. That was Jose's answer.
Yes.
Number 3, going to the casino or gambling.
Oh.
No one said that.
That's a good idea.
You mean you don't want to lose all your money when you go?
Alexis said sporting event. That was number 4.
Yeah.
And the last one, number 5, was your wedding night.
Oh.
Really?
Again, didn't wear any.
Just want to make sure you're lucky.
Just in case she doesn't say I do.
Yeah. Jeffrey, you're the last person, and you're getting shocked today.
Oh, fine. Should have worn my lucky underwear today. Okay, so I'm going to be getting shocked, and somebody wanted to hear the song Get Lucky by Daft Punk.
Oh, aren't they cute? I get it.
All right. She's up all night to the sun. I'm up all night to get some. She's up all night for good fun.
Yeah.
I'm up all night to get lucky.
I forgot about that song.
I know, same.
Yeah.
That's your shock collar question of the day. Phone taps coming up in just a few minutes.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.